girls going to take on Selawik, a spot in the state championship on the line for tomorrow. So to put that into perspective, think about it. You get to play for a title if you win this game. That's one of a kind right there. So few get to experience such a feat. And for one of these teams, they're going to get to do it. Regardless, you're going to play for at least third place. The Selawik girls to battle King Cove here. The start a couple minutes away here because we still got some announcements to go here. But a quick look through some of the brackets here already as King Cove Selawik in this semifinal. Later on today, following this game, will be Scammon Bay and Buckland. And that's another one. That's a semifinal. And for folks just wanting to tune in, you're welcome to check online at KOTZ and KYUK. But for, KOTZ, that's right. We go back to back here. So we got to like our listeners up there for sure. KSCP Country, King Cove, if you want to tune in, check out KOTZ later on today because we got the following semifinal up. You want to hear about who's going to play who, the winner of this one takes on Scammon Bay or Buckland. The Scammon Bay girls, the defending champion. Last year, they cruised to the title. And so far, it seems like they've been pretty untouchable of late, too. The Nilchik slowed them to a crawl, and still Scammon Bay pushed forward. A good test in a solid Buckland Lady Sassoni team later on today, though. So that should be a beauty. As the starters are about to be announced here, as you could hear in the background. A look into a couple of the early games here. The Nikolaevich girls fell to Aniak, and the Nanilchik girls beat Klawan. So it's going to be Aniak versus Nanilchik for fourth place tomorrow morning. Earlier, we had the Sandpoint girls beat Tri-Valley, and also the St. Mary's girls over Newtok. So the Consolation Championship tomorrow will feature Sandpoint and St. Mary's in another great contest between these 1A schools. We've had some fantastic basketball of late, and looking forward to more to come. And here in the championship bracket, you can't beat it because, again, a win gets you to play for a title on the main floor here tomorrow at the Alaska Airlines Center. So happy to have you on board. My name's Charles Boyle. I'm going to have the play-by-play coming up for you. Let's go ahead and step away for a quick 60-second break before this tip-off. We'll be back in 60 seconds for King Cove and Selawik. About to be finished here. You got to hear the guy in the background, our PA announcer. One of a kind, makes you think of the old-time HBO boxing styles there. I probably couldn't even mimic that. Your Duarte for King Cove. I can't carry out my arms that long. But welcome, listeners. State championship basketball here, the 1A girls semifinals. And this is going to be a beaut. The King Cove girls have cruised. The Selawik girls got tested yesterday against Aniak. And now a spot in the state championship up for grabs. Starters on the floor out there for King Cove: Emily Brandell, Sadie Newton, Elena Mack, McKenna Gold, and Jalea Duarte. On the other side, Marjorie Hingsbergen, sister Shaylin Hingsbergen. Got Marita Tickett and Gia Ballett. And missing one more here. Got to make sure I got everyone lined out. Oh, Shelby Sampson. Your starters out there. It's time for state championship basketball. Semifinal. Spot in the title game up for grabs. Let's go ahead and tip this off. Selawik versus King Cove. The tip to Gould. And King Cove will have it, but an interception on the pass. Right back at it is Shaylin Hingsbergen. She had a big game yesterday against Aniak, a really talented team in that one. Aniak's going to play for fourth place tomorrow. The quick turn off the mark, a good look there for Gia Ballett, but the rebound comes out. Shaylin thought about the look, didn't take it. Another one for the Lady Wolves. This one comes up short. It'll be King Cove ball. And here comes that full court pressure by Selawik. How will the rookies handle this? The inbound comes long. It's Brandel to Duarte. Two bounce passes later. Duarte, another one. Got it. Jalea gets on the board. That's how you beat a press. You come right at it, and you pass through it. Jalea got the bunny at one end off of three passes. Hingsbergen, that's Shaylin up top. Matchup defense here by King Cove. Coming around to the right side, it'll be Marjorie. She's going to shoot the three. That comes up short. Tracked down by Brandel. Emily, all alone, to the right side. Up and in for two more. King Cove jumps out in front for nothing. First minute and a half gone by. Selowick comes back. Marjorie Hingsberg up top. Hingsbergen hands off to sister. Jay Lynn into the corner now. Ticket. She'll fire. No. Gets her own rebound up and in for two more. Fast start here. And King Cove leads 4-2. A foul in the backcourt. And this will be against Selowick. And Shelby Sampson picks up the first whistle of the game. And again, this Alaska Airlines Center has begun to fill up, and you could feel the atmosphere mounting. State championship basketball, we're in the semifinals. Shot coming, good. Elena Mack, she'll knock it down from the elbow. And Mack makes it a 6-2 ball game. Marjorie Hingsbergen comes back, picked up by Sadie Newton. Hands off to Sampson, top of the key. Jay Lynn works her way into the lane. Bump, no whistle. Briefly had it with Mack, out to Marjorie. She's going to come in the lane. That floater's good. On the inbound, Mack with it, comes up to Gould. Her pass nearly deflected, but into the hands of Newton and Brandel push. So Brandel pushed from behind, another foul. This one's going to go on Ballard. 5:37 to play in the first quarter. 6-4 lead for the King Cove rookie. You hear the Selowick crowd here. There's plenty of King Cove folks as well. Brandel bumps from down low. Gould can't handle the pass. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be Selowick ball. A good play here for Selowick. Up top, Marjorie Hingsbergen, guarded closely by Newton. Behind the back dribble, she comes to her right side, runs into a screen. Shot coming. Marjorie not there. And Newton comes away with it. In traffic, Brandel gets past two defenders, stays with the right-handed dribble. She'll pull up, comes up a little short, knocked back on the shot attempt. Mack will come away with it. And Newton to clear for the rookie. Selowick not giving up much space here as Mack going to work the sideline and come back top of the key. To Brandel on the left side, up to Gould, back to Mack, a three-pointer, corner. Oh, just off the mark, Brandel, the long rebound. She can't hit. And out of bounds to Selowick. Couple good looks for the girls. And now, they reversed the call. And it's going to be King Cove basketball. Yep, King Cove ball. All right. It was tipped out by a couple players. But the rookies will retain possession as we approach the midway mark of the first quarter. Brandel, shot, partially blocked. That was Tickett with the hand on it. Marjorie, back, the easy bucket. Hingsbergen for two. Marjorie got behind the defense and got the bucket. We're knotted at six. Baseball pass into Newton to Duarte at the mid. Back to Duarte. Pass intercepted into the hands of Shay Lynn. And Selowick's off to the races. Marjorie back. Mack contests and got a piece of it. Elena Mack flew in there to get a piece of the shot from Marjorie. She had just had an easy bunny and not this time, says Elena Mack. 4:02 left here in the first quarter, 6-6 ball game. Full court pressure. Mack gets by two Lady Wolves. Ahead to Newton. Bumped. And a whistle on the floor, they say. The foul on Shelby Sampson. And the inbound coming for King Cove. Checking in here for the rookies is Monica Yetchmana. It looks like Brandell going to have a quick visit to the trash can. Yep. Full time out on the floor. When I say visit to the trash can, I say it's a little amped atmosphere here, and she's going to get a drink of water and shake her head at this one. We'll step away. Oh, actually, we'll keep it here. Sorry, media timeout. We'll step away later at the quarter break. 6-6 ball game. We anticipated a quick one, and we're going to get one here. As this game, again, we got the Unalaska boys playing on the other side against Metlakatla on the two-way side. This court is the two courts here in the main gymnasium, the only ones being used here for the afternoon session of this 1A, 2A state tournament. And the hundreds are going to grow. The crowd beginning to show up here. We'll hope that the crowds match one another and, again, that we don't hear too many distractions from the other side of the court, where the Unalaska boys lead Metlakatla 16-15 late in the first. 3:57 to play here in the first quarter. It'll be King Cove ball on the baseline. The inbound will be McKenna Gould. On the baseline, quick bunny inside. Mack left it too short, though. Didn't use the backboard, and Selowick will get away with one there. Could have easily been a basket on the inbound. Selowick wasn't ready, and Mack couldn't convert. Jalen Hingsbergen hands off the ticket. Back up top to Marjorie. Marjorie working the ball against Newton. Pushed from behind. Duarte was pushed. And interesting one there. Duarte was pushed from behind, and it was like a domino effect. Got Shaylin. Shaylin pushed into the screen she was about to set. And Marjorie was upset with sister, and Shaylin was like, hey, it wasn't my fault. I was pushed from behind, and it wasn't. So an unfortunate call there against Delaware. Gould down low to Newton. Newton loses the handle, picked up by Shaylin, and a triple team. She'll pass out of it. Now a 3-on-2 break. Marjorie against Duarte in the lane. Got it to roll down. Marjorie Hingsbergen, 6 points here in the first quarter. And Mack says, I could do it too. The pull-up jumper not there on a 3-on-2 break. Jalen will slow it down, and Marjorie going to bring it up for Selowick. The Lady Wolves lead 8-6. 2:48 to play here in the first quarter. Marjorie dumps the pass off the ticket. Now back out top. It's Laura Ramos just checked into the game. Marjorie, good head fake. Through the legs, dribble, down low, the post up. Not there for Selowick. The offensive rebound is, and Tickett can't put it in. Duarte says, finally it's ours. And three good looks from Selowick, and they come up empty. McKenna Gould inside the Mack, knocked loose to the floor, and a jump ball. And Selowick with a couple players checking in here. They do play, I want to say, up to 9-10 there. They have a bench, and they go deep. For King Cove, you do five or six at a time, really. Still on the bench is Brandell, not feeling well. Duarte takes a breather. Getchmanef in there, and Uchet as well. Marjorie comes around, spins, Newton guarding her. The floater, not there. Uchet the rebound. Trying to dribble through traffic, taken away, pushing foul. And I think this will go on King Cove, as coming away was Callie Howarth. And with 2:02 to play, it's still 8-6. We've been stuck here for a little bit. Marjorie Hingsbergen comes to her right side. Cutting across the lane was Ramos. Justine back out top to Tickett. Her shot long. And the putback a miss there for Selowick as well. Out of bounds to King Cove. Ramos had another look at it for Selawick and couldn't put it down. The outlet pass into Newton. Sadie's pass to McKenna, and she can't convert. Off to the races again. The Lady Wolf tracking it down is Laura Ramos. Up top, she's got Marita Ticket, and Marjorie's going to set things up. Out near the top of the key between the circles. And an offensive foul down low against Selawick as they were trying to set some screens. So Marita picks up the whistle. And we're an 8-6 game still. 1:22 left here in the first quarter. If you're tuning in out there, we should have a beaut here. Semifinal matchup. A turnover by King Cove, and now a whistle as well. Monica Yetchmanev on the reach-in. The inbound lining up. Marjorie streaking down the court. Good defense coverage there for King Cove. That was Christine Eichley just checked in. Eichley, good D. Yetchmanev the rebound off the miss from Selawick. She's going to streak down the right side. Under a minute to play. McKenna Gould tries a triple. That one's long and a one and done there. Ticket. Gets the ball in the backcourt. Going to head up to Marjorie. Kingsbergen. Nobody's going to pick her up. She's going to pull up at the foul line and knock it down. 8 points for Marjorie Kingsbergen. McKenna will get off to Mack in a push against the Lady Wolves. This one's going to go on Laura Ramos. I think we're in the bonus now. Seventh team foul. So Brandell checking back into the game. Good to see her there. She wasn't feeling too good after the end of that first quarter. And for UChet, the same way. The girls just a little overwhelmed. This is a massive stage to be on. We're playing at the University of Alaska Anchorage, Alaska Airlines Center. And this place has filled up a bit. What an experience. 10-7 game. Mack 2-2 at the line. Elena knocks it down. The inbound nearly taken away, but Marjorie Kingsbergen will track it down in the lane. She hangs in the air, doesn't get the roll, but a kick out. Another look for Ticket, and she's going to get it. Justine Ramos, excuse me. Final 7 seconds here, up to six. Brandell doesn't see the clock, needs some help. Max got it, 2 seconds. They don't know. Nobody sees the time. As time winds out, coach was trying to let them know, and they couldn't hear. It's loud in here. 12-8, the score after one. We'll step away for a 60-second break. You're listening to your favorite rural Alaska radio station. Back in 60 seconds. A quick scan around here, and it is a nice crowd that continues to grow here at the Alaska Airlines Center. A big stage here for both teams. Mack going to open the quarter with a three-pointer. Not there. Sadie Newton's try is in as well. Duarte goes to the floor, out of bounds. It'll be rookie's ball. The inbound to Mack, streaking down, not there. Duarte inside. She had the position and used it well. 12-10. Duarte has it. Marjorie comes back down the left side using the left hand. Marjorie for two more. She's got 10 points in the ball game. She's matching King Cove early. Sadie Newton has it picked. As coming away was Justine Ramos. With that one, 14-10 ball game. Down low, tip, down of bounds. It'll stay with Selawick because this one has got some atmosphere. What a fun hoops game we got going on here. The inbound for Selawik. It's Marjorie looking for Ramos down low. The move from Kaylee, not there. Kicked out. Justine had it rattle out. McKenna Gould will come away and clear. Looking up top to Brandel. Brandel working to the left side. Too strong off the glass. Again, Duarte. Jalea knocked it down. What a good look there from Duarte. 6:40 to play here in the first half. 14-12. The Selawik girls lead down to two. Marjorie Hingsbergen, she's got 10 points already. Up top, looking for help. It's Ramos. Near steal there by Mack. To the right side, lost the handle. Was Laura Ramos, but a look anyway. This one's long. Too strong off the glass for Tickett, and Mack stutter steps her way around, ahead to Brandel, to Newton, got the bucket. It wasn't pretty, but the girls got it done. A short timeout on the floor as King Cove has tied this game up at 14-all with 6:04 to play. What a fun one here. 30-second break here, just 2 minutes in, and we're knotted at 14 now. Marjorie Hingsbergen, she's got 10 points. Six for Duarte, and back-to-back offensive putback. So a nice play here for the ladies of Selawik. I hope you're tuning in to KOTZ and KSTP and anywhere else in between online. Full court pressure here, man-to-man pressure by King Cove. The inbound comes easily. It's Callie Hayworth. Hayworth will bring it around up top. Gets it right back. Working into the lane. She's tripped up but finds the open player regardless, and Ramos knocks it in. Just seeing a good look. Elena Mack going to come back for it. McKenna Gould thought about the three, gets it to Brandel instead. She'll back out into the corner, up to Mack. Elena to McKenna on the right side, and they hang in the corner. Brandella looks not there, fighting for the board down low was Utek, but Marjorie will clear. Hingsbergen for Selawik will bring it up, her team leading 16-14. 3 minutes into this second quarter, Justine Ramos cutting. Finds the cutter, and it's Marjorie Hingsbergen again. Marjorie is all over this court. And 12 points, I can't do the math. Feels like 14, doesn't it? And speaking of 14, there's number 14, Brandel, a bank shot, and we're trading hoops. 18-16. Selawik on top by two. Down low, the whistle. And a foul against King Cove. Headed to the free throw line will be Callie Hayworth. So Kiana picked up the whistle. Shot up, off the mark. And Hayworth misses on the first. Here comes another one. Hayworth with it at the line, shooting her second free throw. This one's back iron. Rebound off to Newton, ripped away briefly, and here comes the Eichley with it. As Eichley comes away, McKenna Gould pushing the down low. Duarte the follow. I couldn't keep up. Jalea Duarte again. 18-18. We're knotted back up. Approaching the midway mark here, the second quarter. And Marjorie Hingsbergen has it knocked loose from behind, but it's going to stay with Selawik as the girls looking to get things going here down low. I see the post up from Tickett. Not going to be there. Going to shoot the shot. Instead, Duarte comes away with it. Ahead of the pack to Gould. Mack, nobody's there. Elena to the right hand. Six points in the game for Mack as Selwick going to get a whistle against Grandel. 3:50 remaining here in the second quarter. That was the fourth team foul. I saw the number three. 2018 King Cove in front after the shot from Mack. Marjorie will bring it up against the defense. This is against Eichley. She's going to hang in the air and a whistle as she hits the deck. Marjorie will be helped up by several different players, including King Cove and Hingsbergen. A couple free throws coming. No, they're going to call it on the floor. Eichley. Marjorie finds the cutter on the inbound. Down low they go. Inside, too strong. Was a good look from Ballett. And Mack comes away. Ahead to Grandel. Marjorie on her heels. Grandel too strong off the glass. There briefly tracked down by Duarte. McKenna can't hit. And Duarte comes away with it again. Mack to reset. It's to Brandel. She's going to fire the three. That's not good. Duarte, a hand in there again. Taken away. Brandel, pushed. No call. Jaylin got away with one. Brandel with it on the right wing. Hands off to Mack. Her pass. Aaron. And into the hands of Marjorie. Marjorie will bring it up. Jaylin right there. And the Lady Wolves will reset. King Cove still leading 20-18. 2:45 to play here in the second quarter. Quality matchup here in the semifinals. As Mack intercepts the pass. Nobody's back. Elena to the left hand. Oh, she missed the bunny. And to the floor goes McKenna Gould. And she had her feet knocked out from underneath her. And banged her head on the court on the offensive rebound try. Cool. Stretching out her neck. She popped up, got helped up as well by both Selwick and King Cove players. But the senior probably seeing butterflies right now. McKenna is going to shoot a couple free throws. Cool. Missing on the first, Shaylin the rebound. Hingsbergen looking for help. It was briefly tapped, taken away. No, Shaylin to Marjorie. And Marjorie not happy about the call. She thought she was fouled, and a whistle here. Full timeout on the floor. 2:20 remaining here in the first half. A 2018 lead for King Cove. Again, Marjorie thought she was fouled in that backcourt play there. Didn't want any help up from anyone. Hingsbergen with 12 points in this game. Again, a spot in the state championship up for grabs. A fantastic girls semifinal here. We got another one following this, as it's going to be Scammon Bay versus Buckland. The winners of these next two games to play for the 1A state championship tomorrow. And that's going to be a beauty. Just 2:20 left here in the first half and a welcome break, I think. My voice is starting to crack. Got to track down some water. Again, folks, check us out online. Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions. Got write-ups from all the 1A games yesterday, the day before, and today. Check them out online by searching Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions on Facebook. Hingsbergen has the ball knocked loose. The inbound coming. It'll stay with Selwick. Lady Wolf with it. Jaylin up top, guarded by Duarte. Keeps the drive. Thought about the look. Good defense by Duarte. Back up top to Marjorie. And Hingsburg and around the back dribble. Sheds a couple defenders. Lets one fly and gets it to go. She continues to pour it on, and we're tied back up at 20-all. 1:40 to play. Big three-point attempt by Newton, not there. Another offensive rebound for Duarte. She continues to give King Cove opportunities. Yetchmanek over to the right side. Back to Newton. And Max going to reset. Needs some help. Hands off, jump ball. As Shay Lynn tied it up with Monica for King Cove. And with 1:21 to play, it's going to go to the Lady Wolves. And a quick look over here at the actual possession arrow as the official's going to take a look. Because it should actually be King Cove ball on the possession arrow unless they changed it. We'll see here. Nope, they're going to stay with Selowick. 1:21 remaining here in the first half. Tied up 20-20. And Brandel coming in for Yetchmanek. Rookies out there defensively. In a full court man-to-man pressure. Marjorie's going to bring it up. Hingsbergen come up front. Three-pointer lined up. Left it short. Brandel the rebound. She's got Shaylin and Marjorie right there on her heels. Can't get the bucket to go. Track down in the corner. Is it there? No. Duarte, she'll get it. Up top, Max going to recover. Here comes Elena to Newton. Down low, a whistle. No, Duarte. Oh, just missed the bunny, but she's got two free throws coming. 52 seconds to play. 20-20. Here in the second quarter. What a championship semifinal here. The winner of this gets to play for a championship tomorrow. Duarte at the line. And missing on the first, she's got 8 points. But again, her rebounding inside has been the difference and carrying the team right now. Not much of a difference, but she's carried the rookies. Lady Wolves will get this one off the main basket. 9 points for Duarte. 21-20 edge for King Cove. Marjorie Hingsbergen around the back dribble up top. She's working the defense, comes back out between the circles. Marjorie, the handoff to sister Shay Lynn, and the Hingsbergen playing catch up top. Back into Shaylin in the post, working against Duarte. Out the ticket. Give it to Shaylin. Feed the blender down low. No. Great play by Duarte on both ends of the floor. As she cut off the open shot, Marjorie's going to have to make something happen. Down to 15 seconds to play. The opening. Hingsbergen can't hit the three. Duarte comes down with it. And drug away was Ballett. And Duarte pops up quickly out of that. 10.5 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and Selowick having trouble working against this man-to-man pressure by the rookie. Max sees the clock, 7 seconds to play. Through the leg dribble, step back, three-pointer, off the mark, tipped out Brandel. She can't hit, and that's going to end the first half, and it's a wild one, 21-20. All right, folks, listening in on KSCP and KOTZ, buckle in. We got another half to come. We're going to step away for a quick 60-second break. King Cove leading Selowick 21-20 at the break. Back in 60 seconds.
What a great first half. Tied game all the way through. Man, it's going to be amazing to see what happens. We're going to say thanks to our sponsors really fast. We'll be back for the breakdown here in just about 50 seconds. Here we go. Thanks to all of our sponsors, including Golden Suns and King Cove. I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSTP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, TelAlaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
Matchup here on KOTZ and KSDP. Marjorie Hingsbergen came through with 8 points in the first quarter. She has 14 in the game currently, leading the way for Selawik. On the other side, it's Jalea Duarte. She's got 9 points, but at least 15 rebounds, it seems like, as she's on the glass, giving everyone on King Cove a couple opportunities. Elena Mack, 6 points. 2 for Sadie Newton. 4 for Brandell, and again, Duarte leading the way with 9. So a quick look in as we get some official stats working our way over here. But this has been a beauty, as 21-20 score winner to play for a championship tomorrow, and a nice play here on both sides. That's just a fantastic performance as we got the official stats. I want to thank Carl for hustling over to get that one. But a quick look over here. Both teams very even. 10 for 30 shooting for Selawik. 9 for 30 shooting for King Cove. Rebounding edge in favor of King Cove. And that's 9 rebounds for Jalea Duarte. 9 points, 9 rebounds. Not bad to break down and take a look into that one. Again, we'll have Buckland. Buckland is going to face Cameron Bay in the game that follows this. And for you KOTZ listeners, don't go far, because we'll figure out our state championship game for tomorrow out of these next two games, the championship semifinals. Winner gets to play for a title. And it's been a quiet night for Shaylin Hingsbergen, as she just hasn't been able to find much. It's been Marjorie carrying the offense here, 14 points and 7 of 14 shooting, as Hingsbergen got a foul early and just hasn't really been in it, as King Cove's man-to-man pressure causing a lot of headaches here for Selawik, as King Cove really pushing the defensive end, and it's fun to see. You see Christine Eichley, some good minutes there. Eichley comes in, and she's really shut down Shaylin on one end. McKenna Gould, no points, but again, defensively, for King Cove, she's making an impact against the Selawik team. Both these teams very capable of scoring plenty of points. And here we are in a defensive game. And when you break it down, I think that kind of favors King Cove, even though the edge so slightly right now in the rookies' court. So about 5 minutes away from the start of the second half, I'm going to stop rambling and step away here quickly for a five-minute break and get some water, because it was an exciting first half. Folks, let's put 5 minutes on the clock. We'll be back. You're listening to your favorite on rural Alaska radio station, Alaska State Championship Basketball, coming at you from Anchorage. A 21-20 game, King Cove leading Selawik. Back in 5 minutes for the second half. Getting underway. Want to welcome in all our listeners. I know I got one special listener way down in Nashville, Tennessee, tuning into this game. And I know she's very, very interested in Alaska State basketball, so I got to thank her for tuning in. But my wife, Carrie, thanks for listening, even if it's so briefly. The inbound for Selawik. Marjorie Hingsbergen is going to try a look, and that's short. King Cove the rebound. Off to the races. Elena Mack going to pull back up top to Brandell. Swing it to Newton on the left side. Shaylin, quiet start, but she almost got the steal there. The shot in the corner, nothing but follow through, nothing but net. Elena Mack, the triple in the corner. Good to see that one. 24-20. First minute in to this third quarter, and Mack makes it a four-point ball game. Not much separation all game. Still, that man-to-man pressure. They play a tough defense up here, this King Cove team. And Selowick's having trouble adjusting. Not to mention Duarte's presence inside. To the floor. In a flurry. Gould pushed. And they're going to get Shea Lynn. As Hingsbergen, another whistle. The inbound quickly. Nobody's going to pick up Mack. She misses the three, but what a look. Now, Marjorie gets behind the defense. Duarte hustling back. Mack right there, but Marjorie pushed it up and in anyway. Hingsbergen collides. Shea Lynn and McKenna Gould slammed into one another, and that looked like an intersection with green lights all around. Both girls in a heap. They had the wind knocked out of them for certain. Shea Lynn still down. McKenna trying to walk it up, and that was an all-out collision. My goodness. Hingsbergen still on the floor. And again, it was the kind of collision that'll knock the wind out of you. And almost certain here that Shea Lynn's just trying to collect her breath. McKenna doing the same thing, but a little more active about it as she was able to pop up. I think the brunt of that hit came into Shea Lynn. And with 6:22 to play here in the third quarter, 24-22 lead in favor of King Cove. As Shea Lynn going to walk to the bench here, she'll get a round of applause. Again, I anticipate seeing Shea Lynn come back, but she is going to get looked at by the trainer. They ran into one another and each went sprawling the other direction. It looked major, and Shea Lynn to the bench. Hingsbergen going to take a breather. We'll check in on her later. Brandell with it. Up high, driving to the right side. She finds Newton down low. The kick out to Gould. Between the circles. Deep three-pointer. Mack got it again. Elena Mack with her second three-pointer of the third quarter and the lead up to five for the rookie. I thought she was going to set up the offense because she was so far back. Back the other way. Up and in. 2 points. Ballot. And that's a good one there. So I make sure my book's correct. A foul down low. This is going to go on Selowick. Duarte's going to shoot a couple. The girl's getting physical down low. In the paint, Duarte, along with Holworth, still staring at one another. Delea missing on the first free throw. She shakes it out. We'll get another one. 27-24 ball game. 3-point edge in favor of King Cove. 5:41 to play here in the third quarter. And it's a beauty. Duarte got the other. Delea with 10 points in the game. Up top will be Hingsbergen. This is Marjorie to the cutter, and they get it going. Howard. The bucket. Golly got it. 28-26, lead down to two. Mack collides with Tickett, and I think they're going to get a foul against Selowick. Ooh. Okay. On the reach in prior, you're going to get Howard. First foul on Collie. 5:18 to play here in the third quarter, and it's been a fun one so far. Dinko with it. No. Taken away. Ahead to Marjorie. Hingsbergen with Mack to beat. She'll have to pull back. Comes out top. Back to Marjorie. Three-pointer. Got it. Selwick retakes the lead as Marjorie Hingsburg and knocks down the triple from the right wing. And a turnover in Cove just when they were up by five. It's Holworth with Gould to beat. Oh, it rolled off the cup to the floor. Girls hitting the deck on her knees. Hingsbergen, a block by Mack. Out top. This is a wild one. Holworth going to fire. Back iron. Duarte tries to tip it to herself. Out to Marjorie, who knocks down the shot, but nobody heard the whistle. Apparently it was called well before. It's getting loud here in the Alaska Airlines Center. 29-28. Selwick leads by one. 4:28 to play in the third quarter. The inbound comes out. Up top, it's going to be Ticket with it. And a three-pointer. Oh, Marita. She says she can knock it down from outside as well. Lead up to three now, and it's an 8-0 run in favor of Selwick. Trying to save it on the baseline is Duarte after a look from the outside. And it's going to be Lady Wolves basketball. Selwick has crawled back in front 32-28. As it's a 9-0 run, not an 8-0 run. There's my math coming at me. We're through the midway mark of this third quarter. Holworth down low. Lots of contact. Now the block. Mack got another one. Ahead of the pack, it's Brandel. Marjorie to beat. Brandel got it. Emily knocked it down, and she had the foot. She had to ride her horse to get that because you could hear everyone tracking her down. She had three Lady Wolves on her heels, and Brandel still knocked it down. Driving, Hingsbergen, not there. Sampson going to try. That's a miss. Ticket, one more. Short. The loose ball's in favor of Selwick now, and still a little bit of a shoving match down low, but at least they come away with some smiles after this one. It ended up being Holworth and teammate Ballett fighting over the ball. Official timeout. It's to see the heat of the moment. 32-30 game. We're in the third quarter and fighting for a shot to play for a championship. And the girls come away fired up out of each play, but yet still have the ability to smile and laugh off a play like that. That is just, you only see that in 1A state basketball, sometimes 2A, and a couple 3As. You could name it possibly your Bethels, your Kotzebue, and a couple others, but it comes down to rural Alaska hoops. And I've watched a lot of basketball around. You don't see that elsewhere. This is unique to Alaska to see the sportsmanship and just the level of fun while playing, especially amongst these tight teams. So fun. So fun. 32-30. Selwick on top of King Cove. 3:11 to play here. In the second half. I don't know why I said first. Looking over, I was distracted by my friend Peter, who had the call for the T-back game. You ever get the opportunity, listen to Peter and his teammate as they have the call, and they call it in Yupik. Yeah, I can't do that. I struggle with the Gamble boys, and they're in Siberian Yupik name. Loose ball. It's to King Cove. Yetrenev took punishment on that one. Max going to pull up. Wide right on the shot to the floor. Another jump ball. And in a tangle, as several girls, they pop up again, high-fiving one another. This is one-of-a-kind hoops. Selwick will have it with 2:38 to play. The Lady Wolves leading 32-30. Inbound comes up. Marjorie finally going to take some air out of the ball as she's going to walk it up. We haven't seen Shay Lynn ever since she went down, still on the end of the bench. And an illegal screen against Marjorie Hingsbergen. And might be two. Oh, that's three. Man, that's a big one. Marjorie But with 2:20 to play, she just has to get through the quarter. Up top, near steal, Brandel from behind, push. Duarte goes to her knees to save it. Back up top to Mack. The jumper off the mark. Long rebound, and the Wolves are running. Marjorie against Mack. Great defense from Elena, and she made her miss. Brandel's going to try. Back to the other end. We're streaking. It's a track meet out here. And Brandel pushed. And a second foul. Everyone, hands on your knees. I need to put it on as well. I can't catch my breath. I don't know how these girls can. From one end of the court to the other, nonstop, back and forth. 32-30 it stays, 1:49 to play here in the third quarter. And checking in here is Balin, Leah. She's going to give Marita Tix a break. Everyone needs one. Out of bounds, close near steal there by Holworth. And McKenna Gould to inbound. It's Mack up top to Brandel. A 16-footer off the mark. Duarte, an offensive rebound. Back out top to Brandel. Now to Mack. The three. Got it. She buried it from the corner. Elena Mack. A big one. 33-32 as King Cove jumps in front. 1:25 to play in the third quarter. We still got a full 8 minutes to play after this. Out of bounds, King Cove ball. Excuse me. Well, off King Cove. Man, the official tricked me, too. Lady Wolves to inbound on their baseline. Marjorie Hingsbergen will inbound. Still no Shea Lynch. She's at the end of the bench. Holworth trying to get a bucket inside. The miss to the floor. Yetchmanev tied up. Monica's had some big minutes here, and she's going to have some big bruises rolling around on the floor like that. Jump ball, just going to re-inbound it for Selowick. Possession arrow in favor of King Cove now. The inbound, working it up top. It's Ramos, Justine in there, looking for help. Duarte, right in her face, and they're going to call it back out to Marjorie. Hingsbergen. Driving, lots of contact, a near whistle there. Under a minute to play now. Hingsbergen, again, on the right wing, spinning on Brandel, into the lane, and a whistle. Marjorie's going to be shooting free throws here with 50.2 on the clock, and her team trailing 33-32. Good, high-quality 1A championship basketball here, and we're in the semifinals. Marjorie Hingsbergen missing on the first attempt. She's going to get another. She's got 19 in the game, and her team's got 32. Make it 33. We're knotted back up. 33-33, 50.2 seconds to play as UTEC's going to check in for King Cove. Rookie's ball. Brandel to bring it up. Amelin goes to her right side, gets a screen from Yetchmanev, passed into the corner, and nobody was there. Out of bounds, the turnover. Lady Wolves ball now, 39 seconds remaining in this third quarter. 33-33. Brandel trying to guard Marjorie Hingsbergen, going to hand off the ball to Shelby Sampson. Sampson gets it to the left side and gets it right back in the corner. She's going to use her left hand, get to the baseline, kick out. Holworth back to Sampson, and the Lady Wolves going to take some more time. Down to 10 seconds. Marjorie Hingsbergen with it now. 7 seconds. Guarded by Brandel. Trying to split a double team. Tied up. It's going to be rookie's ball. Tripped in the backcourt. Going to the floor is Brandel in a clump. And she's going to pop up 1 second to play. That's the seventh team foul against the Lady Wolves. And with 1 second in the third quarter, tied at 33-33. Brandel's going to have to get her breath to shoot the bonus. What a game. Brandel lines up the bonus and a miss, but a lane violation. So she's going to get another look. All right. One more try. She had her warm-up free throw, and now she gets one more. Second shot, good. That's all she needed was a warm-up, and she got it. And the officials putting everything together now. 1 second remaining here in the third quarter. And the second free throw lined up for Brandel. This one gets the roll as well. Crunch time freebie, so important. Full quarter to go. Length of the court shot. Oh, wow, that had the distance. Nice try there from Ramos, Justine. Okay, folks. 8 minutes remaining. 35-33, King Cove leading. We'll step away for a quick 60-second timeout. Don't step away. State championship semifinal basketball coming at you. The action here. Down low, Duarte traveling on the quick inbound move. Could have been a jump ball. Good defense by Selowick down low. And still not seeing Shaylin Hingsbergen. As Shaylin might be out for the count, we saw her collide with McKenna Gould earlier, and she's been quiet all game leading up to that moment, and it's been all Marjorie Hingsbergen. The sisters one-sided right now, and down to just one, Hingsbergen. Selowick ball to start this fourth. Ramos with it, high post, guarded by UTEC. Tripped up on the try for the crossover, and a shot coming off the mark for Leah Balin, and Brandel's going to get by everyone, gets the roll to go, and a quick timeout here as coming off is Holworth with an ankle, it looks like. She rolled the ankle, so Selowick with a couple players down. Jaylin Hingsbergen at the end of the bench. And Holworth now at the front of the bench, banged up, are the Lady Wolves. And the King Cove girls lead 37-33 after that Brandel basket here to open the fourth quarter. Marjorie will walk it up. Still man-to-man pressure by the rookie. Such good defensive pressure out there by the girls from King Cove. A reach-in, though, now against Duarte as the post player had to come out and guard, and that one came away with a foul. Marjorie will get it on the inbound. Just two team fouls against King Cove. Marjorie's going to try the three. That's off the mark. Tipped rebound into the hands of Selowick. Back up top. Sampson's going to track it down, and the Lady Wolves going to get another opportunity. Marjorie in the lane, gets the roll. No, it popped all the way down and came out. She kept the follow through, and it just didn't stay down. Getchmanek driving, block. Sampson, way to get back. As Selowick holds off another King Cove opportunity to keep this at 37-33. Marjorie Hingsbergen, step back, pulls back up top to Ramos. She's going to fire the three. That's short. Brandel's going to push. Here comes Brandel down the right side. Marjorie on her hip. The miss. And to the floor, Marjorie along with Brandel. And just about everyone's there. There was Mack. I saw Bayland. And Brandel a little slow to get up. But it will be Selowick ball. And Brandel going to take a breather on the bench. along with Juszczyk. Out there will be King Co player. Let's see, Yetchmanev. See Newton back in there. Max, Gould, and Duarte. For the ladies of Selawik, Marjorie up top. Hingsbergen looking for the screen. Ooh, a big ball there on the move. But Marjorie along with Ramos, Justine, Sampson, and also Laura Ramos, and Ballett, Gia. 5:34 remains. 37-33 lead in favor of King Cove. Down low, a block by Max. Ramos Sachi had the look, but no. Denied by Elena Mack. Marjorie, deep three-pointer. Nothing but net. Marjorie brings her team back within one after a great defensive play by Elena Mack. Duarte down low with the answer. And they're trading baskets again. What a game. What a performance here on both sides. 39-36, 4:55 to play. Down low with it. Selawik looking for some help. Ramos stuck. Duarte nearly got the five-second call. And Hingsbergen going to work with it. She carried the ball. 4:41 remaining. 39-36, and King Cove can add to their lead. Gould, she's going to bring it up. McKenna comes right side. Stutter step down low. Looking for Yetchmanek to the floor. Scooped up by Marjorie. Ahead of the pack, it's Ramos. To the right side, another block. This time, it's a whistle. Mack, as she walks away, hey, that was all ball. Laura Ramos like, well, maybe. But the official says, I don't think so. Two shots coming for Laura. What a finish here. What a fun one. And Ramos missing on the first. Second one to be lined up here. 4:25 left in this game. And it looks like Callie Holworth looking about coming back in. One for two at the line. Two-point game. King Cove with it up top. They swing it. Gould's going to try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound down low. Tipped into the hands of Marjorie Hingsburg. And around the back dribble. Swipe into the defense. Almost lost the handle. Gives it up. And Sampson says, Marjorie, let's walk this one up. Hingsburg. Over to Ramos, back up to Hingsburg. They're taking some time off, 3:48 to play, down by two. Marjorie hands off to Laura. And now they go inside. Laura with it, blocked from behind, but a whistle. And shooting two free throws will be Gia Ballett. Free throw's going to be so important in this game. 3:36 remaining and a 39-37 edge for King Cove. Two free throws lining up here for Gia Ballett. Wild finish here as the Selawik girls close within one as that one rattles home. 39-38. 1 more coming for Ramos. This one's good. We're knotted back up at 39 all, 3:36 to play. Max going to bring it up, cross the timeline, come across to Brandel. She walked with it. And for the Lady Wolves, they're going to get an opportunity to retake the lead. And for King Cove, a four-point lead turned into a tie ball game, and now they got to play D. Shot off the mark. Down low. Ramos with it. Laura back up top. They get it to Sampson. Sampson guarded by McKenna Gould. Going to find Marjorie, and Brandel's going to enclose on her. Hingsbergen wants to set something up. Picks up her dribble. Goes high post. Ramos, Justine, back over to Marjorie Hingsbergen, and they swing the ball around. Taking some time again, under 3 minutes to play. Laura, shot up, off the mark. Duarte, a big rebound. Ahead of the pack, Marjorie was the only one back. And she's going to come up, and a timeout on the floor. And I need a timeout. Man, 2:44 remaining, a full timeout on the floor. Why don't we step away for a quick break? Back in 60 seconds for the final 2:44 of this one.
Quick little break there. So we have the games coming up tomorrow. We'll let you know what the schedule looks like. 11 o'clock for certain. We're going to have one game playing over the air. Either it's going to be the Lady Eagles or the T-Jacks. And hopefully we'll find out here if the rookies can hang in and take it all the way to the championship. It's been a while since our area has seen one of those, so good news there. Thanks for tuning in to KSDP. This program is brought to you in part by the wonderful people over at Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotion. They do a wonderful job bringing us these games every year that they do it for us, so check them out on Facebook, grab their stuff. They do a great job. All right, time for the exciting conclusion now. Coming up here, just a few seconds.
All right, folks. Final 2:44, and it's tied up 39-39. A near steal by Brandell in the backcourt, but it's just going to be re-inbounded here. The inbound coming for Selowick into Sampson. Sampson picked up by Newton. She's going to cross the timeline and bring it up. Looking for Hingsbergen. And good denied defense by Brandell. She poked it loose. Mack has it. Ahead of the pack to Newton. Knocked loose from behind. And a whistle out of bounds. Last touch by Newton. So another inbound opportunity here is Justine Ramos out there along with Laura Ramos. And we got another substitution as Newton a little upset after that call. Again, I think it's more of a jitters kind of thing. This is a huge stage. Lots of people watching. And a spot in the state title game up for grabs. Duarte got away with one. Marjorie down low on the whistle, and two shots coming. Hingsbergen back to the foul line here with 2:12 to play. Three fouls now on Brandell as Emily's played some fantastic defense. Free throw good for Hingsbergen. There's just been one Hingsbergen on the floor all half until now. Shay Lynn going to put on her old Willis Reed-style performance. She's coming in. Banged up, no big deal. Banged up, no big deal for Laura Ramos, along with Howorth as well. Marjorie missing on the free throw attempt, but Selowick back to their starter. 2:12 remaining, 40-39 lead for the Lady Wolves. Duarte got away with the hop. Mack going to fire a three. Got it. Huge three-pointer from Elena Mack to give her team a two-point edge. 42-40 under 2 minutes to play as Mack got another one. Jaylen Hingsbergen down low. Laura Ramos, no. Howorth couldn't get it, I mean. And McKenna Gould will clear. Here come the rookies. They're up by two. To Brandell on the right side, happy to take some time with that edge. In the deal with it is Brandell, guarded by Marjorie. Brandell's going to bring it all the way around the horn, get it to Mack, up top to McKenna. Back to Mack. Over to Brandell, to McKenna. They take in time, play and catch. Time's winding down, 1:15 to play. And in the corner, a timeout. Ooh, a near travel. As what a play there for King Cove to show their experience and just hang on the ball. They took off more than 30 seconds of the clock, and they lead 42-40. 1:14 remaining the winner to the state championship tomorrow. The loser's going to settle for a third-place game. And this one, we got some standing room only here. It's a fun one. Even the upper deck's starting to fill up. If there's a game to watch, this is the one. What a play here. What a performance. Jay Lynn coming in, and it's a rib more than anything, it looks like. She's holding her ribs as she runs. But she wants to be on the court. Who wouldn't want to be? King Cove to inbound, 1:14 to play. Brandel with it. Long pass out to Mack. They took 30 seconds off. What can they do now? Man-to-man pressure. Mack picks up her dribble. Tied up. Loose ball. Into the hand. Marjorie. Nobody's back. Kingsbergen. The layup. Then we're tied back up again. 42-42. Now Mack's going to have to make something happen. Over to Brandel. Thought about taking the look. Under 50 seconds. Brandel losing it. Out of bounds. Selowick ball. King Cove went from comfort zone to trailing. As the ladies of Selowick inch in front. 44-42. Oh, tied up. Excuse me. 42-42. And an offensive foul. Man, on the screen. I apologize. I had the wrong score. I was paying attention so much. We're knotted at 42-42. 38 seconds to play. Offensive foul against Ramos. And the inbound now for Mack from behind. Jay Lynn knocked it loose. To the floor she goes. Ahead of the pack. Up and in. No. The bunny missed for Laura Howard. Marjorie scoops it up. Her shot won't go. Over the back is Duarte. And out of bounds. Going to be Selowick ball. What a sequence. 19.5 on the clock. That's all that remains. It's 42 all. Everyone's here. Standing room only. Shay Lynn in the lane. And a whistle. Jaylen Hingsbergen sat nearly the entire second half, and now she has some of the biggest free throws of her career. Tied up with 17 seconds to play, and crunch time freebie. Jaylen missing on the first attempt. 42-42. Second shot lining up here. This is going to be a big one. Doesn't get the roll. Fight for the rebound. Holworth there along with Duarte. It'll be King Cove ball. Timeout on the floor with 16.4 to play. Let's keep it right here. State championship basketball. A spot in the state final up for grabs. And the 2A boys game just wrapped up on one side, and the ladies now have a standing room only to check out the close of this one. 16.4 remaining. What a finish here, as again, Shaylin Hingsbergen sat the entire second half, came in with 2 minutes to play, gets fouled, goes to the line, misses two free throws, but she had a steal in the other end. So she's making a difference, fighting off an injury to her rib. She got rolled up on in a collision earlier in this contest. 42-42, 16.4 on the clock. It's going to be King Cove ball, length of the floor to go. McKenna Gould out there along with Brandel, Mack, and Yetchmanef and Duarte for Selowick. It's Howard. The Hingsbergen. I see Ticket and Sampson. 16.4 on the clock. Here we go. The inbound to Mack. The miss on the steal attempt. Ahead to Brandel. Knocked loose from behind. Jaylen back to Marjorie. She got the layup. The lead to Selowick. 44-42. And a whistle in the backcourt with 2.3 seconds remaining. as Shaylin Hingsbergen. Going to talk it over with coach. That's the ninth team foul. And the free throw coming. Hingsbergen fouls out of the game with 2.3 on the clock and the biggest free throws you can think of right here. McKenna Gould, the senior, at the line. Her team trails by two. 44-42 in the bonus. In and out. Duarte tries. Gould again. And a timeout on the rebound with 0.5 to play. They're going to add some time to this clock, I would imagine. What a wild finish here. As Delawick has pushed in front on a Marjorie Hingsbergen fast break after back-to-back steals by sister Shaylin, who's had a tough game. She's beaten up, battered, and fouled out, but Selowick leads 44-42. They're thinking about adding some time to the clock, and I think the officials might. There's 0.5 left here. And the officials come into the bench. Nope, no time to be added. It's time for catch and shoot. That's it. State championship first on the line. King Cove to inbound underneath their own basket. Catch and shoot. Shot up. Off the mark. Delawick. They're going to the state title game. The Lady Wolves escape King Cove. 44-42. As the Lady Wolves gonna play for a state championship, King Cove is gonna have to settle for a third place game. My goodness, what a finish. 44-42 victors. Let's step away so I could catch my breath. 60-second timeout. Delawick is gonna play for a title.